Welcome to episode 10 of the Lost Trail Runner 2 podcast. In this podcast, Laura and I run at Stone Mountain and discuss our upcoming training for the half marathon in Jacksonville, half marathon associated with the 26.2 with Donna. Hope you enjoy it. When was the last time we recorded?
I don't know. And I ran a race yesterday and my legs are a little sore.
Well, doing this long run at the pace we're running, I don't think it's going to hurt you. No. If I can hobble along on a sore foot.
Who knows when the last time we recorded?
Huh?
I don't know.
We'll have to go back and look.
Good. We're walking.
We're right at a 14-minute pace on that first little run. But it'll drop
it
down.
It might we'll take us forever.
I think we'll be in the 12s by the time we finish.
Maybe. Well, we've gone 1/10 of a mile.
Far enough. Oh. Remember, this is a long run. You can run slow.
I am running slow.
Oh, not as slow as me. You gotta run my pace.
So, our official training starts tomorrow.
Right. Which is a rest day, right?
Good, I like that. Our training starts and we get to rest already.
Not really. It'll be cross training.
See, I'm out of breath.
Well, so am I.
I gotta get some clothes.
Next week is Magic Mile. So I put in your training plan on your second run on Tuesday. So,
because
I figured that'd more than likely be an outdoor one.
Yeah.
Compared to treadmill.
Yeah.
I put in a mile warm up and then Magic Mile.
Oh, okay, cool.
So then we can calculate what...
It'll be slow at this point.
Well, the first one, it's going to be. But it gives you an idea.
So, because...
Where you're at, you know.
This is all over training.
It's starting like starting from scratch, right?
I'm starting my diet. Not diet, but my back to eating right.
And why'd you quit doing that?
I don't know.
Just thought that the first mile or two of this run is going to be in the shade.
Yeah.
It's going to be colder.
Yeah.
Of course, the Marine Corps Marathon was today, and I think they ran it in snow. I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah. You know what? There was an article in the paper. Thursday's Gwinnett paper. There's these two ladies that are housewives.
Uh-huh.
And 3 years ago, they started, actually one of them started running, and she kind of was like, you can do it, told the other lady.
Uh-huh.
And 3 years ago, she ran her first 5K, and they've done a couple of 10Ks, and they did a half marathon, but they were doing something to be classified as marathon maniacs.
Oh, yeah, you got to do so many marathons.
Within a 16-day time frame. So they were doing the Marine Corps, I want to say, and something next weekend. So one was this Saturday and one was next Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Or Sunday.
Uh-huh.
So that would kind of stink. I would not want to run in the snow. It's bad enough at Disney in Florida when it's freezing. To run in the snow, I wouldn't.
I'd run out here in the snow.
Why? We have, I know, but
I ran some races out here when I had like a stocking cap on.
And it froze.
Yeah, and when you get through running, you have ice crystals all around your head where you sweat.
Yeah. Yesterday morning, it was very cold for that race.
Was it?
Yeah, it was in the 30s.
Hurting more today. Sometimes it starts out, well, this is tighter when you first start running.
Right.
And it loosens up, but didn't feel like it was driving a nail in your heel, it wouldn't be bad.
I know, I'm keeping my fingers crossed that I don't get it again, because I know how bad it hurts.
Well, if I hadn't done that 2 miles and my Vibram's on the pavement, I wouldn't have this problem.
But, you know, people
That's
wear them.
That's what started it, huh?
People wear those all the time running on pavement. There was a guy in the race yesterday.
Yeah, but they don't do no pavement running the 2 miles.
Right.
They start out. Plus, a lot of those people are a lot younger than me.
Oh, yeah. Because all that's going to fall apart when you turn 70 tomorrow.
Turn into a pumpkin?
Yeah.
Trick or treat.
All the ladies at work say when you turn 50. So I'm determined to show them different.
50? Well, I missed it by 20 years.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I've still missed it, actually.
Yeah, I doubt very seriously tomorrow you're going to fall apart.
I might fall apart today on this run, yeah. It'll be interesting to see how the new Galloway training podcast is for the 26.2 Adana.
I'm going to do that tonight. Put it on to download or whatever. Sign up for it.
I'm using the long miles out of his training plan books. So next week won't be 8 miles, it'll be 7.5.
Oh. Okay.
And then I think you have the next weekend is intervals. And then the next weekend is 9 miles.
Right.
I think it goes up a little slower than the other one. The book you've got.
Right.
I've got both of them, comparing them as I go. And taking
whichever's the shortest one?
No, I'm just taking the good ones, the good parts from each one.
Right.
Like in the Half Marathon You Can Do It book, I'm using it for the weekly runs because it says run 45 minutes.
Right.
Where the training plans book says run 30, then 35, and then it finally builds up to 40. Where this one, we've been doing 45 anyway.
Yeah.
Well, I drop down.
Does that stay pretty much consistent the whole program?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know that I'll be
because
adding
the, much. Because the program, the long run's the main thing.
Right.
For and you know, you use your two runs during the week for maintenance, basically. And,
right.
And then that magic mile to test where you're at.
Right.
But your Sunday run is your long run alternated with your intervals.
Right.
You do intervals 1 week, long run the next. So you get your endurance and your speed on that weekend run.
Right.
And then the weekday is your maintaining.
Right.
Plus it gives you time to recover if you're doing, you know, just slower runs just to keep your base. But one of the podcasts I listen to is the Slow Runners Club. I don't know if you listen to that one.
No.
Oh, you ought to.
Maybe I should. The Slow Runners, that's me.
Yeah. Adam Tinkoff does that, and a guy called Eddie Marathon from up in, maybe in Chicago, in that area. Mm-hmm. And Adam Tinkoff lives in either Naples or Fort Myers, I forget which.
Right.
South Florida. Well, they're both going to be at Disney. I mean, at
Jacksonville.
Yeah, I put a thing on the Slow Runners Facebook page, and he put in there. Oh, well, great! We'll see you there.
Yeah.
And he said Jeff Galloway's a party animal because he's going too, you know. But there's a whole bunch of people that's going to that race. The guy that does the extra mile, Kevin Glenn, he's going to be there.
Get us some pink shirts, Dad.
Pink shirts?
Yeah.
For what?
It's the whole race is for breast cancer. So we got to get pink shirts.
That's probably what you'll get for your race shirt. I like these walks, particularly when it's uphill.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of weird because I had boots on earlier because when I went fishing
this morning?
Yeah.
So, keep your feet warm.
Yeah.
What was the temperature when you went out on the lake?
Probably 34.
Out on the lake, that's probably colder.
Yeah, I know. My hands were froze. But I'm telling you, those ThermoCare things are good for not just muscles. They're good to keep you warm.
Yeah, but what are they? Are they hand warmers or what?
No, I have it. It goes around your body, your back.
Oh.
Oh, no. I've tried everything to keep my hands warm.
It doesn't work.
There isn't anything.
Oh.
But if my whole body's warm, my hands get warm faster.
I see. So. Well, this next month, there's track clubs 5, 10, and 15 miler out here.
Yeah.
First part of the month, I guess.
Is it?
I think so, around the 5th.
Yep.
In that range.
That's next weekend. I got a tournament.
Well, I'm not going to be racing it anyway, with my foot.
Right. Where are you going to do it?
No, it's not a Grand Prix race.
So
if I'm not working, I might come out here and run at the same time. And,
right.
Or I could even register and then just jog the race, you know.
Yeah. I didn't sign up yet. Did you?
For what?
Track club.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I got my card in the mail. They give you those little
things,
plastic cards. That,
yeah, because mine wore off.
Yeah. Get two of those, you get two passes to give to people.
Yeah.
And you got a coupon for a free track club tech shirt.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. You go to like Fidipides or Big Peach.
Yeah.
Or Fleet Feet, some Fleet Feet. Not all of them.
Well, you know what?
And you can take that coupon and they'll give you a track club tech shirt. I don't know if it's like the one we got or not.
Yeah.
Probably is.
Well, now that they opened that Big Peach in Suwannee, I'm going to try to do some of the stuff that they have. They have fun stuff.
Do they?
Yeah. They do poker runs, and they do...
They have weekly runs?
They have weekly
out
things.
Out of the shop?
Well...
Like after work?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah. Fleet Feet has that in Lawrenceville on Tuesdays, but I've never gone.
Yeah. But they do...
I keep saying I'm going to, but I never do.
All sorts of different things.
Yeah.
They have people come in, like they were doing one, I think, this week on those compression socks.
Uh-huh.
The actual real good use for them.
Oh.
You know, and they were going to, they let you test a lot of stuff. That's what I like.
Oh.
So they were going to do a, like a work, whatever, a little workshop and tell you the uses of compression socks and let you try them and run. Whatever.
See, we're down at 12:30.
Yeah.
Which means you're running too fast.
Yeah, I am, because I can't breathe. I feel comfortable.
Huh?
I feel comfortable how I'm running.
Well, that's what counts. But in the long run, you're supposed
to slow down.
Slack off.
I know.
Because it's the endurance base you're working for, mm-hmm. Not the speed.
I don't know that 12 and a half minutes is actually fast.
No, it's not fast, but it's faster than what our goal pace is supposed to be.
Right.
See, and that base that on Magic Mile I did a couple of cycles ago.
That 1330?
Yeah.
I was wondering.
And that's just a good slow...
Yeah.
Long run pace, and if you do a little bit fast, we've always done a little bit faster.
Yeah.
So. But the important thing is when we start doing longer ones,
yeah.
Instead of dreading how long it is,
I know.
Just slow down.
Yeah.
And enjoy it. Because running and walking, you're not going to kill yourself.
No.
Even with my sore foot. Of course, it goes against everything I ever used to do.
Yeah. Not me. I used to try to run and end up walking anyway, so.
I used to come out here and try to do long runs and stay like around a 9-minute pace for a long run.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm lucky to race the 9-minute pace.
It's the exercise that counts.
Yep. And as you get older, you slow down anyway, whether you want to or not. So. It's just difficult when you... No, you used to run so much faster, and then you go out and hurt just as bad, and you're running slow.
See, I don't have that problem.
Why?
Because I was never fast.
Oh.
I just can't wait to run this race.
Which one?
To see how my husband's secret training works.
What's the name of that race?
Nights Under the Lights at Lake Lanier.
Nights Under the Lights at Lake Lanier Island.
Yeah, it's all
That's the
Christmas
one that Ryan's
lights.
Gonna run?
Yeah, Ryan's doing it too.
Well,
they can hobble together.
He hadn't run in a while. What's his deal? As soon as he said he might sign up
for
the
half
marathon,
yeah.
He quit.
I know.
It's not a good sign. Maybe he's trying to give his knee a rest.
Well, that's what he said when I asked him.
Yeah, but I found out that. You just get out of shape and it hurts just as bad.
Yeah.
I mean, even walking is better than...
Well, he hadn't been doing that.
No, not that I know of. So, he's decided he's not going to Jacksonville.
Yep, that's what he said.
Okay. He can stay home and guard the house. That little hill right there has always been...
Hard.
Particularly on a bicycle, I don't know why. I'd rather go up the big hill up there than this little one.
I think because it's steeper. Like, we have one in our neighborhood. It's short, but it's, like, steep.
Yeah, that's a steep little hill. But it's so short.
Yeah.
You really don't notice it unless you're cruising along on a bicycle.
And then you hit it.
Then you hit it, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, I better shift gears.
Yeah.
So our new training plan starts tomorrow and ends on February 12th.
Yes.
In Jacksonville.
Yes.
Where are you going?
I don't know.
Yeah, I put on Slow Runners Club Facebook page, Lost Trail Runner 2 podcast goes to Jacksonville. Maybe we can do some recording down there.
Yeah.
I'd like to meet up with a bunch of those people.
That would be fun.
When I was talking to Samantha out at Yellow River, you know, she went to Florida and did they had an event called the Mojo Loco.
Yeah.
It was 50 miles.
She did it?
Yeah, but they did it in teams.
Oh.
Like a relay. Right. And they met in Daytona, went up to St. Augustine.
Right.
And then ran back to Daytona, I think. Drove up there.
Right.
And then ran back in 2- and 3-person teams. They ran like 4 or 5 miles or some distance like
right.
that. And then they would hand off to the next group. They did that because these Ragnar relays that they have around the country are kind of like that lake to lake I used to do, where you have 11 people on a team and
right.
you run 5 miles 3 times
right.
as a team.
Well.
And it's a couple hundred miles long. Well, the Ragnar is like that, but you have to enter as a team, and it's like $1,500 or something. Well, they never could round up enough people to do it,
yeah.
so they just decided to do their own.
Oh.
And that's what the Mojo Loco started out as.
Oh.
They just did their own relay for fun.
Right. Huh, that sounds interesting.
And I don't know how many people they got. I think they figure about the most people you can do is like 16.
Right.
When it's really not an official event.
Right.
Because when you go places to eat, you don't have to worry about accommodating 100.
Right.
You know, you can just go in someplace and get a couple of tables.
Right. Well, that 26.2 with Donna has a relay.
Does it?
Yep.
Mile before we turn around. It may or may not be before we start going uphill.
Oh well.
Yeah, I don't know if any events I'm planning on running the rest of the year. Mainly because of my foot. I might do a track club event just to do it with, you know, just to run, not to race.
Right.
But
well, I'm doing that. Nights and Little Lights in November.
Yeah.
And I'll probably do a 5K in December.
Is that on a Saturday night?
Yes. It's full.
It is?
Yeah, it's closed. They, I forget how many people they let, but two of my friends waited and they can't get in.
Yeah. See, I'm debating whether I want to do the resolution run. You know, they changed that to a race you pay for.
Yeah.
But I think you get a
T-shirt.
Well, you get a $5, well, you got a T-shirt anyway.
Oh, you get a $5 discount for being a track club member.
Yeah. So I don't know how much that makes the race.
Probably 20 bucks.
But it used to be a 5K and a 10K.
Right.
I don't know what it is now. Maybe the same thing.
I remember.
I may do that.
That's on
Peachtree. Peachtree City's in January also.
Well,
I know I always do that one.
Right. That's a 10K.
And 5. So you can do either one. And if we've been doing our training right,
we
can do 10K and use that as a race rehearsal for the half marathon in February. Because it's probably right about the same time that the track club's Hearts and Souls race is.
Is when our race is.
Yeah. Because the Hearts and Souls is a Valentine's Day race.
Yep.
And isn't the 14th Valentine's?
Yep.
So this is on the 12th, so it'll probably be
that
same weekend.
And one thing I can tell at boot camp, since I do these longer runs, and I'm not as strong as some of the people. Some of the girls. Which one are they?
Over here.
But, like as far as the weight, lifting weights. But if we have to jump rope, do anything that's cardio, I'm always better than them. A lot of them. Not all of them.
Yeah.
But when we do rowing, or we do jump roping, or we do sprinting, I can do those cardio things.
How many tri people are in those?
Actually, she's doing a special. They're doing a training.
Separate one?
She's doing a training thing through this winter. There's a lot of bikers. There's actually Kim, I think her name's Kim. She's from England. Her and her husband are from England. But he's an ultra guy. He runs 100 milers and she mountain bikes. So she, but she goes to my boot camp. We have a lot of cyclists and several tri people. So.
I wouldn't mind getting back into tries, sprint tries this coming summer. I haven't done a triathlon since,
I don't want to swim.
Like, 1991.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's been a long time. I've done some duathlons, but not tries. Mainly because at the time, it was too difficult to find a place to swim.
Yeah.
So I just skipped that part.
Right.
But now, with that pool open over on Rockbridge Road.
What pool? Is that at a park?
Yeah, it's a Gwinnett County Aquatic Center pool. It's on the Rockbridge right near Five Forks.
Right.
I can go over there and swim for like $2 or something.
Yeah.
And they have lap
swimming.
Yeah, but
with Gwinnett County, I think you pay like $30 a year. I think you buy a yearly thing.
Oh.
At least you used to, because you know Bogan was an aquatic center.
Yeah.
Which I never went there.
But I got to see how I'm going to be working at the golf course, because lately I've been working Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Yeah.
And I don't know when their lap swimming is.
Right.
I used to do it about 11 in the morning. Because I think this time of year the Parkview swim team practices over there, and they practice like from 2 until 6.
Okay.
I think I saw a sign, you know, the on their sign that Parkview is going to be practicing.
Yeah.
but working Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I usually get off between 1 and 2.
Right.
So I can still do my running. I just wouldn't be able to swim.
Right.
And then the off days of the running schedule, I could ride my turbo trainer if it's cold.
Right.
So we'll see how inspired I get.
Yeah, I would like a new treadmill, but mine works good.
See, in that schedule, you're supposed to walk on Friday. I don't know if I put it on yours or not.
Well, Friday's one of my run days. You mean, so I'd have to do it on Saturday.
One of your run days is Tuesdays and Thursdays.
No. It's Tuesdays and Fridays.
Well, you look at your schedule. That isn't what you told me.
Yeah.
Unless you put weights
you
put. On Thursday.
I did. Weights.
Oh, okay.
Weights is on Thursday.
You could do it Saturday.
Yeah.
Just an easy walk, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of like a recovery day or something.
Right.
We got about 3/10 before we turn around, so we're getting close to the big hill. So I don't know if we'll have to go up or not.
But I'm gonna have to get some new running winter clothes. I don't have a lot of pants, you know, to run in. I'm gonna have to.
Well, running 3 days a week, you don't know, need a whole lot.
Well, but I don't have any, really.
Oh.
I mean, last year.
What are those?
These are my lounging pants.
Your lounging pants?
Yeah.
I see.
But I guess I can now use these as my running pants and buy me some new lounge pants. You know, when I ran cross country in high school, I got that bursitis in my hip.
Yep.
You know, I still get a, every once in a while.
Twinge?
Yes. Doesn't hurt bad, but every once in a while, it'll hurt for a few days. Or,
yeah.
But it's not anything horrible. But I feel it.
Well, it looks like we're going to get to turn around before the big hill.
I know.
We'll just have this hill to come back.
No, <sorry. laughs>
This might as well be a big hill.
I know.
It's a lot easier coming up the side we came up than coming up going that back.
Yeah.
Going back. Just about the
bottom of the hill.
Nature Trail entrance. No, sooner than that, we just hit it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Not me yet. Turning around though. Was that the beeper? Oh, it didn't beep yet.
Huh?
It didn't beep yet, right?
What, to walk or run?
Run.
Well, in a minute.
I know.
There you
right
go.
There.
That's what I like about these sleeves.
Yep. Yeah, I wore these in Disney.
You ever pull them down?
I just pulled them down.
I mean at Disney.
Yeah.
Oh.
I pulled them down.
Trying to remember what I was recovering from at Disney. I had something going on. I have to go back and listen. Look at my logs. It wasn't a foot though.
No, it was your hamstring or your butt.
Oh yeah, my hamstring was messed up.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Yep.
I go from one thing to the next.
Yeah. No, I hope I don't. Knock on wood so far.
So my past two, well, no, I did better at the Georgia half. Disney, I was injured. 13.1, I was injured. So
that's the only way I beat you.
I guess it's every other race I'm injured now. And I shouldn't be injured.
Because when I got back to the room, I was like, where's Dad?
Before I did like that ING half, or maybe it was the Georgia half, then too, did a 214, and then at the 13.1 I did a 216.
Right.
Then after that, that's when I developed a hamstring problem.
Because I was back from the cross country race at Triple Mill.
Yeah.
And then you hurt yourself this last time at the cross country.
Yep.
Maybe you don't need to do those.
No, I didn't hurt myself at the cross country this time. I was already hurt. It just got worse.
Right.
I aggravated it because it's been hurting ever since I ran on the pavement with my Vibrams.
With those things.
But then I really pulled it running the race in the woods. Yeah. You know how you have to jump over roots and rocks, and your uphills are steep, and so you're putting a lot of pressure on your forefoot, which pulls that tendon to the back of your heel, and that's when it started hurting doing those uphills.
Well, you know what hurts me?
What?
Hurts bad, and it doesn't hurt when I run or anything. It's just usually after. Sides of my front of my feet, like my...
The outside?
Yes.
You must do this.
I don't know. It's not like the bottom, though. It's like the top.
Yeah, but you must hit where you're on the edge or something.
Like this right here?
Uh-huh.
That hurts.
On the inside?
Like on top, that bone or that thing right there?
You must hit like this
Something, because it's sore. Like where it doesn't hurt. It's sore. It feels like I need to soak my feet.
It's like you must pronate.
I don't know.
Or something.
Something. But it's usually this left foot the most.
What are they doing over there? They put a fence up at the playground.
With a tractor.
They must be working on the dam back there or something.
Yeah.
Some bicyclists in our lane. Just stay there.
Yeah,
they gotta move.
Right.
No, they gotta move. They know that. I got 12:29 pace right now. So our running sections are probably around 9 to 9:30.
They are?
Yeah. That's usually about what I run.
First mile yesterday, but it was right around 9, and then I petered.
Yeah.
Because there was one place where there was a big hill.
Uh-huh.
Where you went down by the lake and then came back up.
Yeah.
And it was...
have a half a gallon of water.
With ice.
Wait, sloshes.
Huh?
Let's go on the sidewalk.
This year I'm going to get one of those things that I can hold a water bottle.
Oh, the strap to your hand?
Yeah. Oh, that.
That's good for trail races.
when we do longer.
I used to have one.
Longer runs.
I think I still got one.
I can have it in my, you know, because I get thirsty.
Yeah. We're going to have to run.
I know, about two times.
Yeah.
That's fine. That'll drive me crazy.
That thing, yeah. If y'all are listening or wondering what we're doing, we had two people come by us. One of them had a fanny pack with a water bottle in it with ice. And we kept going by them and then walking. So we kept hearing this slushing. So we decided to
run a couple.
Just keep going for a little bit. Get ahead of them where it wouldn't bother our recording. So that's what that was about. That doesn't mean they won't catch us again, though.
I know. I think we're good enough past them.
Huh?
I think we're good enough past them.
Okay. That put us down to 12:17 pace. Pretty soon we'll have to be averaging 10-minute pace to stay ahead of them.
I don't know, that's hill might have slowed them.
Only 2 miles to go.
Woo-hoo.
You hit two yet?
Nope.
I thought you were ahead of me with your watch here for a while.
I don't know.
What happened? One more.
Okay.
There it was.
Icing my knees on Sunday after my long run.
Why do they hurt?
They don't hurt, but I don't want them to hurt.
Oh.
Because last year when I got up to, I did that 14 miles.
Uh-huh.
Yes, my knees hurt.
You know, after the half marathon, the 13.1,
yeah.
I came home and ran a tub of cold water and sat down in it. I think it helped.
Well,
didn't help my foot any, but my legs it did.
Yeah, see, that's why I think I might.
I couldn't put ice in it.
Mm-hmm.
I would have died.
I'm the biggest loser.
Uh-huh.
They get in these troughs,
like
horse troughs of ice, and soak.
Did you ever soak in the streams up at Brevard College?
Yes, I did. We used to do it.
It worked, didn't
yep.
it?
After we do our afternoon run.
Yeah.
We would go sit in the creek.
And that water was cold.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll never forget. I had a nugget ring. And I lost it in the creek.
Yeah.
And we found it.
Oh, really?
Can you believe that? I never thought we would find that in all those rocks. And
yeah.
But it was gold.
Well, so, the water's pretty clear.
Yeah. Somebody found it. Do they have running camp for old codgers?
I don't know if they quit for a while. I don't know if they started back up or not. How far back are they now?
Oh, crud.
Huh?
They're catching us.
Are they?
Yeah.
Well, maybe our strategy would go slower.
Yeah, maybe. Yep.
It's like interval workout.
Yeah.
But slow. Walking either. One more.
Pretty soon we'll be running the whole thing.
What we'll do is
get on the side.
When we get to the grist mill, we'll go around the yellow tape, go down the hill. towards the Indian Island.
It's closed to the public?
Yeah. That's for cars. We can always get around that tape.
There's some more people with them. Kids, get on the sidewalk.
We'll just walk twice.
That's fine.
See, they know, they got over.
Yeah. I'm proud of them.
Well, they picked up pace a little bit from what they were running. We must have inspired them.
I guess. We were trying to stay ahead of them, so they were trying to catch up with us.
And being on a long run, we're supposed to be running slow.
Yeah. Run slow.
This will work better.
Running slow works better.
Yeah. So we get down to 12:17. We're supposed to be doing 13:30. See, they are running faster because we're passing them.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go over what we're going to be doing. Starting tomorrow, we start our Galloway Half Marathon training.
By resting.
On our half marathon plan for the 26.2 with Donna half marathon in Jacksonville on the 12th of February.
Yep.
And we're going to stick to it and do it the way we're supposed to, right?
Yep.
I hear you saying that.
Yep.
So fishing comes second, not first.
Oh, well, I already got my schedule for fishing, but it's all on Saturday, so it shouldn't affect anything.
Oh, all your long runs are on Sundays.
Yes.
I even moved my calendar to Monday through Sunday.
Thank you.
Just...
for me.
Well, all the training plans are laid out that way, too, so... I figured I might as well switch it.
10 o'clock is our time.
Except when it's 3 o'clock?
Well, except for when it's 3 o'clock. Well, this is our first tournament of the season, so
we had to
practice.
Oh.
So, I'm still here.
Yeah. So, next weekend's a 7.5 miler.
Yep.
And that'll be our first official long run.
Yep.
Jump out in the street.
Okay.
Huh?
I have no excuses.
We gotta get home and get your coat.
And then the week after that, we do half mile intervals.
That's gonna stink.
Well, we don't have to do them at race pace.
Well, I need help with that.
We set the watches to do half mile. You put it on intervals.
Yeah.
We'll do like a mile warm up on here, program it for that, and then however many half miles it is with a about a 200 or 400 yard recovery between each.
Yeah. Maybe that'll help me on my 5K.
Should.
So I can start placing in my darn age group. All these older people are getting fast.
Well,
there was a lot of people at that race.
If you do the interval work and you do it really seriously, you will get faster. Can't just go out and go, well, I'm not going to do it because I'm not in the mood. Even if you do them slower, if you do them, you'll run faster than you normally do.
Right.
Which will help your other ones later on down the line.
Right.
and I had my burnout this summer because of the heat.
Yeah.
I had one interval workout where I start out, I think I did one, and I said, I just can't do it.
Yeah.
What I did is I left a watch keep on going.
Right.
And as it would hit that, what was supposed to be fast,
yeah,
I'd just run it, but a little bit faster than I was.
Right.
So
it helped.
Yeah.
Though.
But it wasn't the effort I was supposed to be doing.
Well, we won't have to go to the Griffin now that they passed us.
You're picking up pace again.
Sorry.
Need to run the pace I'm running.
Not on purpose.
Make yourself slow down. Because usually on runs like this, I end up picking it up at the end, but I'm forcing myself not to. That way my foot won't hurt as bad. And we're still running over a minute faster than we're supposed to be, so.
Yeah, we only got a little over a mile. Yeah, see, like, it's the whole front of my feet.
Does it hurt?
Yeah, they get sore.
Oh.
My toes, like somebody needs to just pull my toes.
Uh-huh. See those people over there on the other side of the yellow tape?
Yeah.
Just can't drive in there. Well, it looks like there's no yellow tape.
No, it's not. It's red tape. That's worse. But they're back there.
We've only got about a mile left.
Yep.
The red tape's down. It was weird as a couple of weeks ago when my heart did its thing again.
Oh yeah, that's right. That. What is it?
The next day, atrial fibrillation. The next morning, my resting pulse was like 62, and it's always around 46.
Huh.
So, I don't think I ran that day. The next morning, it was down to 51.
What caused it to do that?
Electrical short in your heart, the rhythm.
Yeah. And just does it when it feels like it?
Pretty much. Doesn't do it very often.
Right.
The cardiologist gave me beta blockers that I take that keeps from going way up high.
Right.
Because atrial fibrillation, sometimes your heart will just race out of control. It could go up as high as 200. And if it does that, your valve is just fluttering and you're not pumping blood.
Right.
And blood can pool in one of the chambers in your heart and clot.
Oh.
If it does that, you'll have a stroke.
Oh.
So
that's how runners, people say.
That's how I take aspirin every day now.
Right.
And that thins your blood, so if you did do that, it wouldn't clot.
Right.
So. But the doctor wanted me to take full strength aspirin. Well, I was doing that, but every time I touch anything, my hands get bruised bad.
Yeah.
So I switched to the low dose.
Yeah.
And they seemed to work okay. Doctor probably wouldn't think so.
Yeah.
But my blood's still thin. See, that happened at that Dirty Spokes race up at Gainesville College.
Oh yeah.
I took off in the first mile and went up to like 165 just like that.
Really?
So I ended up walking the first mile. Then it dropped down then I was able to run the rest of the race doing a two and one. Run two and walk a half.
Right.
And I mean, it was a slow, it was a 5.2 mile race.
Right.
And it's pretty slow. I mean, it was still like 10 minute pace or something, but I just couldn't really race it.
Right.
See, and the only other time it did that was the year before last at Peachtree.
Right.
That's when I went to the heart doctor after that one.
Right.
But this one just did it. I was watching TV or something.
And it just started going?
Yeah, I could feel it jumping around. I mean, it wasn't going high.
Right.
It was going up to like 110, 120. But I was sitting still. Where normally when I'm sitting still, my heart rate's in the 40s.
Right.
But anyway, when I started running after a couple days after that, my resting heart rate dropped back down to 46 again.
After you started running again?
Yeah. But the cardiologist told me not to quit running.
Right.
He said when it does that, it's uncomfortable because you feel it.
Yeah. But just what? Slow down?
Well, just... Yeah. And then if it gets bad,
right,
go back to see him, of course.
Yeah. But you didn't have
they
to have within a year?
They have a procedure where they can do one of those things. They stick the thing up your groin,
yeah,
go up in your heart,
yeah,
and burn where that electrical connection is,
yeah,
and burn it off.
Really?
And then your heart will be normal again.
Yeah, but
mine's not that bad.
Huh? I said I'd probably pass on that.
Well, I mean, if it got bad,
right,
you'd do it. It'd either fix it or kill you, one of the two.
Yeah, I know.
So.
Yep.
One of the people Rhonda works with, her husband, had that done.
Oh, really?
And he hadn't had any trouble since. I mean, he had it bad.
Really?
Yeah. Atrial fibrillation, if I wasn't in shape, it would
yeah,
be a lot worse.
It would be a problem.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Because when I first, they strapped a monitor on me for like a week before it could ever find it.
Right.
Because they put me on a stress test and it didn't do anything.
Right.
So they made me wear a monitor for, it might have been 2 weeks. And it did it one time.
Yeah.
Hey. Cardiologist says, does it make you feel dizzy or like you're gonna pass out? And I said, no. It just feels funny.
Yeah.
So he said, well, that's good. He said, that's probably because
you're in shape.
Your heart's in shape. Because I pump a lot more blood because my heart's stronger.
Right. For some people.
And a lot slower.
They'd be out of work.
Yeah.
They'd be all that. Because of that.
Yeah.
That's what I don't want.
But I was thinking probably taking that beta blocker for my heart probably has something to do with my speed being slower too.
Right.
Because my heart rate doesn't go up high.
Right.
Let's cut across here.
Yours should almost be done.
I get 5.78. See, before I started taking those beta blockers, I was running. I had slowed down a lot, but
right.
I was still in the
8-minute
range.
Right.
And then when I started taking those beta blockers, then it's like my best race pace is just over 9 minutes.
Oh, well.
So it's kind of like having a governor on your heart.
Right.
You can't go over this RPM.
Yeah.
So you just have to accept it and do what you can do.
That's right.
So. But I'm still competitive in my age group.
Yep.
Because probably all the other old codgers have things like that too.
Yep.
At least the ones that run. Now we're closing in on 6. I got 5.88. What do you got?
4.14.
What?
What do you mean 5.88?
5.88 I got.
I don't know. I got it.
That's 0.13 left.
Yeah.
If you go up one, scroll up one.
5.88.
Yeah. See, I got 5.9 now.
I'm gonna have to run past.
Wonder which one's accurate.
I don't know.
Must be mine.
Must be.
Well, a couple of runs there, you were
way ahead of
you.
Me.
Were ahead of me.
I know. I don't know why.
I don't know because they haven't updated any software or anything, so the GPS is ought to be just as sensitive.
I know.
Running the same software.
By the time I walk over to the water fountain, I should be just right.
Yep. You'll have to run before that.
Oh, well, yeah. I'll run to the water fountain.
So we've just about finished another podcast of Jibber Jabber.
That's exactly what it was.
No major revelations. No secret training.
No.
I'm through.
Whatever.
Huh?
Yeah. I might be running past the water fountain.
Just go straight. Then you can come back around the other side. What's it reading now?
Doo-doo-doo.
Was that it?
Yep.
Okay. Well, we've been recording for an hour and 14 minutes. And it's time to say goodbye.
Bye.
What was that?
Bye.
Oh, bye.
If you'd like to leave comments about this podcast, you can go to Facebook and search for Lost Trail Runner Podcast. Like the page and leave your comments. Also, I'd really appreciate your going on iTunes to the Lost Trail Runner 2 page and leaving some feedback. Thanks.
Hey, thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.